Welcome to GamerCast, episode 53. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And we're broadcasting live on such and such a day, which is the 17th of December, 2006.
Nearly Christmas, so lots of people are going to be opening up.
GamerCast is a non-religious broadcast.
But Christmas means presents, and presents means new software. So people will be out there with...
What new software do I want? I've got all the software I want.
Yeah, you're happy. I mean, although all our listeners will be getting new video games and bits and bobs, or vouchers off Granny to be able to go in and annoy you at work.
Our average listener age isn't 8. It's approximately 24.
Yeah, I've only just stopped receiving money for video games. There's a big thing in our family, we stopped sending presents now, buy it to the kids. So... Someone said, we listen.
Hmm?
What did she say then?
I asked Catherine if she was listening yet.
Oh, I thought she said something about the average listener age. Don't worry.
Right, first off, letters.
Okie doke.
We've got one letter that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from Killy Pants Mafia. He says, thanks for answering the question. We answered his question last week.
Right.
About whatever it was.
Games stuff. To buy on the 360, I believe it was. We went through a release. Standard games that you really should own if you have a 360.
Anyway, he says, I've had my 360 for a few days now. Oblivion, Tony Hawk's Project 8, soon to be Gears of War, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Audio reviews soon. So that's cool.
Yeah, we're liking all these audio reviews. It is good to have your voice on GamerCast.
Yeah, it means we get like a 5-minute break during the show.
Yeah, get our act together in between. I go a bit gibbery if I talk for too long.
As most
listeners of the show would realise, by the end of the show I'm kind of... Hello! Before we start, so...
Professional broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay? Professional.
Professional.
If you want to send us a letter, you can do that by leaving feedback on the blog at gamercast.net
mm-hmm.
or emailing feedback@gamercast.net.
Someone has left some information for us to go look for something on Bioshock. Just to put some up, we're not going to talk about anything about it bar what we just said now. But
because
sometimes
we have to like research, because this is a professional broadcast and we research rather than just make things up.
So it's like we've read the letter, the review for it thing. Well, we've read the note for it today. So by we'll put that on the to-do list and get that done ready for in the new year.
Yeah.
But we don't always sometimes be able to read some of these notes and actually get them ready by the next thing. So if sometimes
you're
a bit
worried, literally just posted that like, you know, 10 seconds ago.
So don't worry, we will always
from Jet Andre.
Who's got a really cool
stupid bouncing avatar.
And really cool picture of Link fighting, which is very cool. And something that looks like Mario getting a level up on Princess. That should not be loud.
Why not? They got their clothes on.
Yeah, I suppose. Right. On with the show. That's our last
on to our listener review
section.
We had another one. This was from Vengeance of Night, which sounds really scary, man. He hangs out on portalforums.net, apparently. Apparently we're really popular there for some reason.
I have no reason why.
So we're going to play that now.
Hello to everyone, and this is Vengeance of Night, and I'm going to be reviewing World of Warcraft The Burning Crusade. The new features of World of Warcraft The Burning Crusade are several. Most importantly, there are the introduction of two new races, the Draenei and the Blood Elves, as well as the increase of the level cap to 70. There are also new spells and talents for each class, and the entire new continent of Outland. There are several new instances of dungeons, and the new raid cap has been reduced from 40 to 25. There's also a new profession known as jewel crafting, where one can make things such as rings, amulets, trinkets, and the like. With two new races come two new cities, as you could likely imagine. And these are Silvermoon City and the Exodar. The Exodar is the ship that the Draenei used to fly around, which crashed onto Azeroth from Outland and Twisting Nether. Silvermoon City is the city that has been rebuilt via magic by the Blood Elves. In addition to that, there are several new battlegrounds, such as Eye of the Storm and the Caverns of Time, in which you go back in time via the magic of the Caverns of Time and participate in major battles of the wars, such as the First War, Second War, Third War, places such as Onderal and Northrend. This is done because There's something to do with the Burning Crusade. They've gone back in time and they're fucking with the past. And you have to go back and make sure that the side that was supposed to win wins. Like if past says that the orcs take over a city, you have to go back and make sure the Horde takes over that city. There's also the introduction of flying mounts, which I thought was pretty interesting, because you can now fly around in Outland. On huge dragons, or griffins, or hippogriffs. These new mounts are only available for use in Outland, however. Also in the Burning Crusade are the access of the two classes, Shaman and Paladins, which have only been available to the Horde, and Paladins only to the Alliance. These are now available to both via the new races. The Draenei are able to be shamans, and the Blood Elves are able to be paladins. Also, there is the new city of Shadrath. I'm not quite sure of too many details regarding Shadrath, but I know it is a neutral city that can be found in Outland. And as I click at the moment, I find out that it is in Shatrath. It is in Terrakar Forest. It is a neutral city. Apparently, it is owned by neutral orcs as well as primitive Draenei. Also, there are the new mounts for the new races. I thought these were hilarious because the Draenei get Eleks, which are essentially huge elephants, and the Blood Elves get chickens. They're actually called Hawkstriders, but they look like chocobos, realistically. Well, as we all know, the introduction of the Blood Elves has brought upon the same crowd of the people that play the Night Elves. All the people that are anime freaks and are going to go around the main city cybering each other. Hopefully we won't get too much of that, but we all know what's coming. Overall, I would give World of Warcraft: The Burning Crusade a 9 out of 10. It could have got a higher grade by essentially removing some of the glitches and bugs that are still in the game that they seem to not want to remove, as well as giving us more selection when it comes to classes and races. This has been Vengeance of Night, and I'm on GamerCast.
Thank you for your review. That was really interesting.
Although I want to point out, it's not a review because the game isn't out. It's a preview. We call it a preview because it's not a review. That's why it's a preview with the P, meaning P, pre.
A pre-review.
Yeah, it's pre a pre 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 review.
Not like a P prepay
boxing event.
But no, it looks amazingly good. I'm so going to buy
it. Oh god, now Adam's talking about it.
Yeah! World of Warcraft. For all you World of Warcraft fans who do not know yet, go onto the official website and you can watch the new CG animated opening sequence for the video game.
Fun.
Which looks absolutely amazing. You actually get to see what the Burning Legion look like as well.
Ooh, scary. Okay, on with the show. Actually, before we go on with the show, you can submit your reviews on the games by emailing us at feedback@gamercast.net. They can be in WAV, WMA, or MP3 format, and should be, you know, 3-4 minutes long at the most, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be done with a professional quality.
Yeah.
Because this is a professional show.
If it's really hard for us to hear what's going on and we have no ability to allow us to play on the show so anyone can actually hear what you're saying, then we won't be able to put it on. But like, we've had one that was quite, the first one was quite quiet, but we had the capability to make it louder for the show, so that was okay. But if it's If we can't hear what you're saying, then it won't go on. But we don't mind just resubmitting it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if the quality's too low...
We reserve the right to pick and choose whichever things get broadcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Sign the dotted line. Your life's a way to hell.
Okay, right. Adam's going to talk about the Nintendo YI.
The YI, mate.
We had two people calling it the YI today.
Really?
Yeah, that's because Martin, like, told everyone it was called the YI, like, months ago, and people actually believed him. Yeah, it's called the YI, mate.
YI. Yeah, so I've had my week off on holiday playing on that. Absolutely amazing. To be honest, I've done a little bit of marketing. You know, when you're doing marketing.
Marketing?
Yeah, marketing. I couldn't get the vowel out there. Marketing testing with my parents and some friends that are no way gamers whatsoever.
Well, it's not really marketing, it's
You know what I mean, I was testing it on people. Product testing.
Because of course you're working for Nintendo and they're paying you loads of money.
No, I'm working for GamerCast and I'm product testing a review for the Wii itself. Anyway, I'm blibbling.
Yeah, just get on with it, man.
I must admit, my dad owns his own Xbox. Very rarely plays on it. He basically Halo and blowing stuff up, and he only does it so much, and then he dies and gets fed up and puts it away, and he won't play on it again for months. My dad actually put his wine down to play on this thing, which is very unlike him, and he actually didn't like it. He really got into it. Boxing he loved. He was near enough sweating his ass off after he finished boxing on the Wii Sports. But he thinks it's amazing. Normally, when I had my Xbox 360, it was downstairs to play on it on the bigger TV, and so I had more room to get it all out and just kind of drool all over it. And before you know it, right, get that thing upstairs, I don't want it in my living room sort of thing came out. This time, they're quite happy to have this thing downstairs all the way through Christmas to play on. So I've already got my mum bowling. My mum loves bowling on it. My mate Lou, who likes video games and chilling out and playing with them, but completely, she hates playing Project Gotham because she crashes so much. Which we take the mic because she was taking her driving lessons at the time. This, she actually kicked my ass out a couple of games. So, you know.
Well, that's not hard, is it?
Yeah, shut up. But no, I must admit, it really does what it says on the box in the sense that the whole family can get their hands on this and it's not scary. The controller is not like
in
your face.
Hey, they can get their hands on it?
Well,
if you can find one.
If you've already owned one, everybody can play and interface with the console. I must admit, the only two things that I was a little bit disappointed at was the fact that some of the services were not available on release, and there was a limitation on software download for Virtual Console. Though at the end of this week, there already has been at least 4 or 5 games put onto for download again. So if that's like that every week, then after Christmas I'll be happy. There'll be plenty of games, loads of Mega Drive games I want already. The Opera software is still not available, and the news and weather channels have been implemented into the software, but the service themselves have not been activated, so it looks like it's still in production. But to be honest, I'm not that fussy. You know, I didn't buy the console to be able to watch the weather and read the news sort of thing. So when they all of a sudden one day I'll wake up and turn the thing on and it'll be working depressor because of Wii 24, so I'm not fussed. It'd be a nice surprise when I turn it on and it's working. But bar that, the console is amazing. Did a bit of a test run on the GameCube services for it, shoved in a GameCube game, had a play on that. One thing I was a little bit worried about was the interface with plugging in the WaveBird wireless adapter into the top, because I thought it might not fit with having the cable, the lid there. Fits perfectly with the lid. Plus, underneath the lid, there's a set of instructions on how to disconnect the lid and remove it if you're having lots of people with lots of cables and you don't want a cable snapping the lid off. You can actually remove it if you're going to have four player, you know, say you're playing Smash Brothers and stuff like that and it's going to be a bit, you know, cables flapping around a bit. You can remove those two lids, one for the joypads and the other one for the memory cards, and you can get them out of the way and just use it as a GameCube. So I must admit, very good on that sense.
Console feels nice and sturdy as well.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you want to.
Doesn't feel like the PS2.
No, exactly. That's what I was worried about.
Or the PS3 with its creaky plastic.
I was really worried that it was going to be like that because I love the GameCube. It feels solid. It feels like you can pick it up, put it in your bag, and not feel like
it feels like you can whack it around somebody's head and it won't break.
Like the Xbox. The Xbox feels like you could just sling it in your bag and it weighs a ton, but it feels like you'll get to the other end in one piece. And I must admit, I would say this felt as sturdy as a 360. I put it there.
But if the 360 doesn't feel sturdy because
it creaks a little bit, but
because it's a screwless design, so yeah, all the pieces actually clip in, so there's a little bit of play.
Yeah, and I would say it's a little bit more sturdy than that. Fair enough, it has got a bit of give, but it does feel solid. It does really feel solid. So picking it up, I don't feel like I'm having to cuddle it too much and have to treat it like it's a piece of glass. You know, I feel like I could get one of those record bags and just stick it in there, shove all the cables in, and take it around a friend's house and feel more comfortable with it. So I'm going to invest in getting a bag, because I had a bag from a GameCube because I felt more comfortable moving that around than my 360 did. So no, I must admit, console itself, absolutely amazing. I've been playing it non-stop, and I am two bars away from draining out my batteries in the Wii Remote, so they're lasting an incredible large amount of time, and I'm fairly impressed. I imagine they drain more if you're using a nunchuck, because the nunchuck will be taking its power from the Wii Remote. But no, I'm pretty happy with them. I must admit, in the new Revolution magazine, they give an ideal solution for rechargeable batteries, which I've seen on a website, which is quite interesting. USB cell batteries. It's an AA battery, and you know, like the classic Duracell style where the bottom half is black and the top half is the copper. Well, on these, the bottom half is black and the top part is green. Now, the green cap actually pulls off and reveals a USB interface, and you can plug them into any USB port to charge off that power source to charge your batteries up. Then you clip the thing back in, shove it in whatever you want, a digital camera, Wii Remote, which is pretty cool. So no, I must admit, I am, after 1 week of playing with it, I'm fairly impressed with it. I'm very happy. And another thing that I'd like to put in, which I was a bit disappointed it wasn't there, because I was looking forward to seeing those little eyes, animated eyes jumping about. There is no opening animation when you turn the console on. You're there. And you're in the console. It's like turning on the TV. There's no da la da 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 power up. It's just straight in there, you get on with it, sort of thing. So it's like, it feels like an add-on to your TV, sort of thing. So
a few things I noticed with the dashboard user interface thing,
mm-hmm,
is they use public domain sounds. A lot of the sounds I've heard in many other places, games, the email thing, when you open an email or like a message,
yeah,
it's the same noises they use in Oblivion, and Bethesda use a lot of public domain sounds. So it would have been nicer for Nintendo to actually hire some sound guys and design
some sounds.
Add
some proper Nintendo Wii sounds, yeah.
But the other sounds they did make are all top-notch.
Oh, yeah. No, I must admit, the other thing that I like about the interface is the channels. Once you've got lots of Wii virtual games on there and everything, you just have a whole barrage of channels. And if you wanted to, you can click onto one of those channels, and like I've shown on the video we're going to be showing in a bit, you only go in so far before you can hit start to play a game or to go shopping or stuff. And either side of the channel, you've got channel changers. So you can literally surf on the Wii console, surfing through channels. So you're on the disc channel, the Mii channel, shopping channel, weather, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario 64, the internet, news channel, you know, Donkey Kong Country.
Message from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Keyboard typing sounds like Theme Hospital.
Mm. Yeah, I would say very, very similar to that. But I imagine one thing to put on a note of the Nintendo, they all gel together really well. It gives an overall nice sound.
I didn't think it did. I thought, hang on, that sounds from Oblivion, and that sounds from that such and such.
Yeah, I suppose because
Theme Hospital. So it was like, they should have...
It would have been better
if they should have developed their entire sound thing themselves and made it much more, you know,
unique.
Well, not unique, just blend better together.
Yeah. For someone like myself who didn't recognize any of them, I must admit, I was quite happy with the sound itself, and I ignored most of it. But that's quite good. But no, the console itself, cracking. Fair enough, in America, I feel sorry for them, because a lot of people didn't have Wii remotes in there. They hadn't packaged Wii remotes in with the console.
Didn't they?
No, they just got nunchucks.
Ah, oh jeez.
But yeah, there you go. There's the greatest thing about getting it later, even though the first time that Japan's released a console, and they were the last to get it. So, America got tested on first.
Well, America's the key market.
Yeah.
Japan, it will sell well anyway, so.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed sell. So they did it the best way around, I think, this time.
Okay, so you're going to talk about the games now?
Yeah, games. Zelda, I won't go into too much detail because I am hardcore in it like no one's business at the moment, and I don't want to give anything away. The only thing I would say is the interface for playing as Link is absolutely amazing. I imagine some people will be disappointed because there was a big emphasis of the Wii remote controlling whatever you're controlling it, full like virtual reality. Now with Link, you swing the sword to the right, he's not going to swing it to the right, he will just do the standard swing. So a lot of people, I think, probably will be a bit disappointed that like it means, well, you could shake it up and down, swing it around, wave it around your head, he'll do the same thing, and the animations change depending on what you're using the thumbstick. Exactly classic Link style, like anything before.
So in other words, it's a Zelda game,
but the
but the attack button is movement of the controller.
Yeah.
Any movement.
But on a plus side, when you're trying to do lots of combos of attacks on bad guys that require attack, 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 your thumb will go numb after hitting that button so many times, where if you can just do gentle swinging motions with a nunchuck for doing shield attacks and the spin on the spot attack, you're finding yourself not having to push any buttons to attack anybody with a sword. And all you're using is holding down the Z button and releasing the Z button while Z-targeting bad guys. So I was finding it much more fluidic movement and actions to be able to attack people, and the fact that I'm having a bit of a workout waving my hands around like a lunatic, and I feel a little bit more enjoyable for
lunatic
it.
Is the correct word.
Yeah, you should see me playing it. My mum laughs whenever I'm playing Zelda, I'm in a sword fight. But then as soon as you're doing that, you're like swinging your arms around, and then pow, pull the B button back, pull out your bow, and then you've got your hand up against pointing at the TV, aiming and headshotting guys running at you with a bow, which you would never be able to do that in any Zelda game, because unless you Z-target them, it takes a while to be able to lock onto someone manually. Where manually in this, you just point to the head and let go, and away you go. So I must admit, I was very, very impressed with that. Storyline, classic Ocarina of Time. I won't go into too much of it, but it connects better than Wind Waker did. Even though Wind Waker was a proper sequel, and the fact that it did go back to the previous Link, who was the history, this one, it's got a bit of legend and mystery into it, and they haven't fully explained it to the far as I've got, but the Twilight system and playing as the wolf is really good. It adds a new element to the game, which I'm fairly impressed with, but I won't go into too much detail because as a Zelda fan, I do not want to ruin this for anyone, so I would just say definite owner.
Adam has promised he will do a full review on Zelda at a later date.
When anybody that is guaranteed going to own it has owned it and is probably caught up and overtaken me, because I don't get much time to play on it when I go back to work, I'll do a review of how far I've got, and probably do a video review as well, so I'm not going to ruin it for anybody else. So if there's someone who's kind of like, I did
shut
like
up,
Zelda.
Shut up, I'm still going to play it.
Yeah. But I'll do plenty of warnings, so pretty much you can just skip it. If need be, I will do the Zelda review as the last thing on the show I do it on. So that we'll say, right, if you don't want to
spoiler
review,
section,
you can basically log off and switch the show off, and you won't miss anything else.
So what did you think about Red Steel?
Red Steel, I was a little bit disappointed with at first, but I think I really need to play around with the sensitivity of the Wii remote for moving around. The other thing is, I'm pretty good at first person. I can hold my own. I'm not amazing, I can hold my own. I'm not as good as you. But I can hold my own in first person, and I can headshot people. I'm accurate enough that I'm not running around too much like a lunatic. This, I'm spinning around on the spot all the time. But the thing is, it's a new interface. I'm gonna have to learn this interface, and I haven't hardcored it enough yet because it's a story-based game. I haven't had time to sit down. I've been spending more time playing tennis and stuff. But storyline, pretty good. A few bugs here and there.
I found a bug in it.
I think Ubisoft really did rush this game out of it, but hey, how many consoles have their buggy release titles. You always end up with something that's...
PlayStation.
Yeah, you always end up with a game that isn't as good as it could be on that console. Not even talking buggy, but look at the quality of games released on the Xbox 360 and the Xbox compared to their similar styled and genre titles a year later. You look at stuff like...
Gears of War.
In comparison to...
Perfect Dark,
perfect example there. And if you look in the comparison between those, look at the difference between Halo and Halo 2. Same game, same style, same storyline, sequels to each other, made by the same people, and you look at the quality and it's on the same console. The advance is so much bigger. So it's a release title. It gives you a first glimpse of what first-person shooting could be like on a Wii.
Have you done much multiplayer with it?
Haven't had a go on multiplayer with it at all yet. I was going to give it a go, but I was going out to a gig, so I didn't have much chance to play it. I was too busy playing with Mike on some of the Wii Sports and stuff, because he really wanted to have a go on that. He was fairly impressed. He said he's so tempted he might not even buy his new car, he might actually go out and buy a Wii for Christmas. So it got him hooked. He really liked a lot of the sports stuff. He thought that was
much fun. Dude, it's all you see this? Yeah. This is just show notes. It has an order of games.
I'm blabbering.
Well, I've played multiplayer Red Steel.
What do you think?
If it was on another console and didn't use a fancy controller, nobody would take any notice of the game.
Yeah, I big feel it. It's all a lot of the release titles.
But what I don't know about is hard to control. It's really easy to control.
I just found myself, I think I was moving the controller too far in front of the screen. You got to get smaller movements. But I must admit, when I started playing it, you have to remember, when I got hold of Red Steel, I hadn't had the console for that long, so...
Well, I played on Catherine's console, so I have not, like, played on it.
At all.
And that's still, the thing. I won the game, of course.
Yeah. After
but
a while,
the bug I found is, my dude was moving them by himself. Nunchuck was, like, registering moves without actually me doing anything.
Yeah, I got that one or two times, and I also got some... bad transitions from cutscenes, and I had one cutscene where the guy was blabbering on, but he never played the cutscene visually. He just stood up and walked to the corner where he went at the end of the cutscene. Only happened once, but hey, bugs do happen. You can't get rid of them all. But apart from that, I was impressed. Disappointed with the fact I cannot pull a samurai sword out when I want to. I like the idea that if someone had a
fancy, you can't.
No, you can only use the broken samurai sword as a melee attack. You know, like when you're playing as Master Chief, you can melee someone with the butt of your gun. On this, the melee attack is the broken samurai sword, and you have them with it. The main samurai sword, you only get out when you're fighting against a boss with a samurai sword, and then it's all a bit of timing and shing, shing, shing.
Well, can we confirm that when you play in Red Steel, you did have times where a movement was just happening by itself?
Not enough that made me realise about it,
like,
but I think...
You know, if you're pressing forward on the nunchuck, it'll press forward on the nunchuck by itself. Because I had that around Catherine's, and if you unplugged the nunchuck and plugged it back in, it went away.
That might have just been something to do with the nunchuck. I don't know, I didn't get anything that was majorly like that.
No? Okay.
It might be just the nunchuck, it might have calibrated when you turned it on or plugged it in, it might have been nudged forward just a millimetre or something, and then reset back into its cushion area. Does happen now and again, because you have to remember it is running.
Why?
Because they run off calibration from startup. So if the nunchuck was slightly nudged forwards, and then when you picked it up,
it knows what direction it is because it's a hard button which, like, presses.
Yeah, but what I meant was if it was slightly further backwards when the nunchuck was turned, when the console was turned on, and then nudged itself back into its normal sitting position from where it was, then in its normal sitting position would give you forward movement on the axis.
Sure.
But anyway.
Super Monkey Ball.
It is classic Monkey Ball. It's got a nice chalky feel compared to before. They've changed the graphics a bit more, but I think it's similar to what the last game was. I haven't played that one. Playing single player with the remote. That was fun. I was a little bit concerned whether or not you were going to have that classic hold it up like the banana in the original arcade. But it's point at the screen. You don't point at the screen to control it, but it's that sort of 90 degree downwards angle that you're holding it at. I must admit, if you're really good at Monkey Ball, it is quite fun to actually place the controller on the flat of your palm and actually just move your palm from left to right, forwards and backwards, to control it. It's a lot harder and it adds a nice element to it, but otherwise you just interface much better than a joystick.
Why don't you just balance it on your head?
You could do. You could strap it to your head and just use your head and be completely insane. Someone try that and video it. We'll put it on Gamercast Live. But no, multiplayer, it's, I haven't even got through all the games yet. There is 50 games on that.
Yeah, can I just say, most of them are like similar to what's on Wii Play and Wii Sports anyway.
Yeah, pretty much all of Wii Sports is on there. There is a tennis, but it's squash. There is a boxing thing. There is a bowling, which is quite good, actually. The bowling on there is as good as the bowling on Wii Sports. There's some real simple ones, which are quite good on a fun party one, especially if you're drunk. There's one that all it is skipping, and it's all timing of lifting the remote upwards to make your monkey jump on a... on a long skipping rope, like playing jump rope. So there's some of them that go really simple to ones where you're doing like the classic smash a mole, where you're having to use your Wii remote as a hammer and you have to hammer all these moles as they stick their heads out of holes. So there's some real classic ones all the way up to like in the
hammer a mole.
Yeah,
isn't that like animal cruelty?
They're moles, they don't mind. They actually had hard helmets on, if I remember rightly, so it's not too bad. There was one that was a classic kind of R-type space shooting game where you're flying side to side, which I actually have in the video. I used that one for the video, and I used a couple of others in the review video.
From the chat room, Catherine says Rayman has a skipping game on it, which is similar to Super Monkey Ball.
Yeah, I must admit, I want to...
She just do this.
She got Rayman.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to find out what that's like, because I'm tempted to get Rayman. But I'm a bit bothered he's got too many... Because it's mini-game based, I'm going to have too many mini-games and I'm never going to get a player more.
Exactly, that's the trouble I'm finding is a lot of the mini-games are like duplicates of what you've already got, and so it's annoying.
Yeah, I think eventually loads of people are getting too excited, and eventually we're going to find the equilibrium and everything's going to balance out a bit better. Right, so yeah, Monkey Ball, amazing party game, classic simple Monkey Ball. Although the difference is at the end of each world that you play on, there's actually a boss to complete, which I thought was a completely different aspect. So I did like that. That was quite good, having to jump around. It was like playing Sonic and getting to the end and having to jump on a bad guy all the time. It was pretty much like that. So it was quite nice to like that.
We play.
Amazing. Short, sweet, good for the kids. Dad can pick it up pretty simply sort of game. You know, classic gamers might find themselves getting a little bit bored with this, but... it is classically there to just kind of show you what this console is capable of, and it's like a flavour of every single thing that this remote can do. There's a shooting gallery which is pretty much like Duck Hunt. I've shown that on the video review.
Yeah, I played Wii Play again around Catherine's, and you can't aim the thing.
It's like shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
You don't aim with a remote.
You need a rifle Wii remote.
I must admit, one thing that you might not have noticed, if you look down the side of the remote, you can actually see a groove with a tiny little nick put into it, which looks like it should slide onto something and lock, like the zapper gun that they showed at E3.
Good, we need a rifle.
So, I must admit, I won't be surprised that there is going to be a Wii shooting game where you'll be able to get hold... you won't need it, but basically the...
I mean, all you need to do is strap like a handle thing onto the controller.
I imagine a handle would be quite nice, but the thing that was quite good about the zapper gun that they showed, basically it was a gun-shaped nunchuck. Basically it was a nunchuck, and instead of plugging it in at the end of the cable, it plugs in at the front. And so you slide the remote into the cradle and it plugs into the nunchuck, so you add your left hand or your right hand, you can control the nunchuck with your right hand and you hold underneath the barrel, so you've got the trigger there, but you've also got a thumbstick at the top, which means again you could probably play something like Red Steel, and instead of having the nunchuck in the left hand, you have it in the right hand and you hold it like a rifle, so you could play a first person shooter like that.
From the chat room, Catherine says the Rayman minigames are more hardcore than the others, which I agree with. They're like harder,
bit more hardcore gamer style, which I must admit that's making me want to buy it even more now. But play, pretty good. shooting gallery. I'll go through them quick. Shooting gallery game, a me spot the me game, a bubble game where you're having to match the poses. I don't play on that much. Table tennis, which I find absolutely hard single player, and I'm trying to get a good medal on that, but very good. Laser hockey, which is basically air hockey. I do like
not
that.
Not bad.
I love air hockey, and I must admit, I'm quite happy with that. Billiards. Now, billiards, I did like that because I do like playing
not bad.
Pool. And that was a real good pool thing. So I could
but the,
see
the stupid bubble game drove me to the wall.
But I could see a good snooker or pool game coming out from this console.
But again, what I found was it's difficult to...
Yeah, you got to get yourself in a good position to
be able
to pull
like
it,
right in front of the TV,
to
like, allowing
pull,
to do it.
To pull back and actually hit the cue ball.
And that's the same with the darts game.
Yeah, the darts game, my dad had a real hard time interfacing with that. I had to sit in pretty much in front of the TV to get that to work. What else is on there? The racing the cows and the fishing. Now, the fishing on Wii Play, I'm really disappointed at because all it's using is the stand.
The fishing drove me nuts.
It's a plain access. Forwards, backwards, left and right, and you just tip up and down to drop the hook in the water. It's a pole rod, basically. There's no reel or anything. It was a bit disappointing because I have played with the fishing system for Legend of Zelda. Absolutely amazing. It just says fishing games are going to rock on this console and will never be beaten by any other.
Yeah, because of course fishing games are really cool.
Well, yeah. It was a bit of a disappointment, but it was just in there. It's so much simple for the kids to play. Because I must admit, this is a full family console, so you've got to make sure there is something that the little ones can play. So you have to let it go and just let them have it.
They can read a book and learn Sonic. Consoles are for adults.
Another one which I found quite funny, they're using the sideways system for like Excite Truck and stuff like that, with riding a cow knocking over scarecrows.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, that one.
That was fun because it was just kind of showing you, it just kind of got me excited because I was thinking, ooh, this is so Sonic the Hedgehog. Imagine this 20 times faster and jumping
over
stuff.
Yeah, 20 times faster, uncontrollable.
Gonna be amazing. You're gonna love it. And what was the last game? Oh, tanks.
That was a bit lame.
That was a bit lame. That was just
it was
using
early 1990s gameplay.
I love
you
the sound
drive,
of it hitting
your
the wood.
Tank around.
Hitting the missiles hitting the wood was nice sound quality, but otherwise that was a bit disappointing. Another one that I wouldn't play on. Right.
Wii Sports,
absolutely amazing.
The killer title.
Two of the bits I was a bit disappointed.
Baseball
tennis.
Sucks.
Baseball and tennis, I've had a real trouble.
Tennis wasn't bad.
Tennis, it's all about the timing, I found, and
so is baseball.
And to be honest, I am crap at tennis in real life, so I must admit I sucked at it on this anyway. So I haven't played it too much, so I really need to get into it and have a good hardcore at it. But the way it looks, sounds nice. I do like it. If you're a real tennis fan and you love the tennis games on like the Dreamcast and stuff like that,
it's
not
hardcore.
It's not one of those. Don't get excited. Get excited for the future. Someone is going to make a hardcore tennis game. It's going to rock.
Topspin 3.
Yeah, Topspin 3 on the Wii will probably kick ass out of comparison because they will actually pay more attention to making the remote do everything. This, it was all about timing because they don't want to make it too in-depth because then all the other people aren't going to play it. They've got to keep making sure that this console is for everybody. And then if you want a game that's specifically for you, you go out and buy that game that's specifically for you. But there's games that are there for everyone, and this is what Wii Sports is. It's starting game for everyone. Baseball was really good, but
baseball was terrible.
I just found the interface really hard, and I suck at it, so I don't play on it that much. Bowling
rocks.
That rocks. One thing that I liked about it, which is inherent in all real life bowling, that most people don't realize, is it's a weighted ball. The way physics work, if you rotate your wrist in any of the swinging motion,
you talked about this last week.
Yeah, like on the last show.
If you spin the controller, the ball will spin and move.
But the good thing about it, you can do it on purpose to get some
really
nice spin.
I was doing my hardcore spin thing, like deliberately
around the
aiming
C
off.
Shape. Yeah, and I must admit, the interface is amazing. It's a great party game. I must admit, me and Mum and Dad have been playing on that non-stop, and it is amazing. So yeah, that, I must admit, that alone is, you know. But I can't say go out and buy it, because the game comes with the console, so out the box straight away, get in there bowling. Golf.
Not bad.
That I really did like. I've been playing golf quite a lot, loving the putting and everything. So straight away, the first thing pops out of my head is either Nintendo making out a full proper golf game like they did for the DS, or EA creating one of their Tiger Woods game. But come on, one thing I am...
What would EA do with a Tiger Woods game, seriously? They'd not use the controller, and they just use the buttons.
Well, no, normally I would say that, but the fact that EA went nuts for Madden and using the controller specifically designed for Madden...
Madden?
Yeah, they're releasing Madden, they specifically redesigned to use the complete control system.
This is Europe, okay?
Yeah.
We don't like silly, fancy, stupid rugby.
Well, I
we like proper rugby.
I won't be buying it or playing it. But as soon as I saw that that was out, it made me think they are going to be making a Tiger Woods game for this, which would
Yeah, but Tiger good. Woods is terrible. It's the worst golf game in existence.
Yeah, but if they're going
to
make
we need to bring Lynx back.
I do know that there are some Nintendo specifically, not designed by Nintendo, but there are some golf games coming out, so...
Yeah, the golf game was good, but one thing I found is you had to be in line with the TV or else your shot would, like, really wobble.
Mm. But one thing...
So that was, again, an annoying thing where...
Yeah, you got to have plenty of room for it. And one thing that I do like about it is because, like, this multiplayer, there's two of you, because you need to be in front of the TV, everybody else can go sit down and not have to pay attention whether it's their go, because as soon as it's your go, your remote will go, ding.
Yeah, I do like that, you know, your remote makes a noise when it's your go and everything.
Yeah, it really does a nice interface for a party. So it's not like, oi, come on, it's your go. Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Your remote goes, ding, oh, my go. He sits down, you stand up, you take your swing. You can have a full game of 9 holes of golf, and it is amazing. And
one thing that bugged me with tennis.
Yeah.
Doubles.
Yeah, that I'm still trying to get my head around that. And the whole... The other thing I didn't like about it is the fact that you have no choice of whether your me runs to the ball or not. So playing on doubles was a bit...
It was a bit weird, bizarre to get my head around that I'm actually controlling both of them.
Yeah. You can switch that off. When you go to the loading of it, you can click on one of the me's and make him disappear, and he will put a fake generated me in that place so that you can either be at the front or the back and not both. So
does the computer take over control, or is it still you?
No, the computer will take over control of the other player.
Oh, that's better then.
So you can turn that off. All you require is when you're playing it, when you see two versions of yourself, click on one of the versions and you'll make it disappear, and you will get a blanked out shadow with a question mark in it. As soon as you play the game, the computer will automatically put a...
AI control dude in.
Yeah, straight away. All magically generated with a name and everything. So, what else was... Boxing. Boxing was quite good. I liked that.
Quite hard to control.
But you really got you. I must admit, I had knackered after each go on it. It's
must be because you're really unfit.
Yeah, I'm a geek, for Christ's sake.
An unfit geek.
Yeah,
unlike me.
You're hardcore. You run up and down the stairs every day with your Rocky top on. I can't believe they're making another Rocky movie.
Oh, what?
He's coming back for one...
How can he come back? He's like 90.
Exactly.
He's going to get pwned by...
And he runs up them steps again. He runs up them steps again. It'll be funny just to watch it, just for the hell of it. But anyway, yeah. So, I must admit, I enjoyed my week off with the Wii. Absolutely.
Which
amazing.
Is why you're going to lend it to me. Well, you said yourself you won't be playing it much. I'll have it.
I will try and bring it over.
I've got a few days off. I'll have it.
Right.
Like
next
to
thing.
Keep for like a couple of months. Maybe 3 months. I don't know, maybe to like summer 2007.
Yeah, right. Right, we'll do a quick list of Wii coming up titles just to get your old taste buds.
Yeah, because
up.
Let's face it, we need some more games, because Wii Sports, if I bought a Wii, I would just buy Wii Sports. Well, mm. I wouldn't have to buy it because it's with the Wii.
Yeah. Right. Animal Crossing.
I might buy Wii Play. Just for, like, you know, the deep... But, again, half of the games on it are, like, rubbish.
But you do get an extra remote, which is quite useful.
Assuming you can find one.
Mm. Right, list of stuff coming out. Animal Crossing would be absolutely amazing. It worked well on the DS, worked pretty good on the GameCube. The DS version was better because it was a newer one, so this one would be even better. And with the connectivity between all of the Wiis talking to each other... Yes, that reminds me, I've got to give Catherine my Wii number so that we can test the Wii's connectivity. I will try and remember that. I'll send it on your MySpace or pass it on through Paul, if I remember. Animal Crossing going to be amazing. Amply, a standard CG film like Happy Feet and stuff. Kids will love it, whatever. Avatar The Last Airbender, yes.
Have we actually got dates for these?
Do you want me to put out the dates as well?
Yeah, put out the dates.
Okay, Animal Crossing September 07, Ant Bully December 06. Oh crap, it's coming soon. Avatar The Last Airbender, based off a anime-style cartoon on Cartoon Network, Toonami. That's coming out in January 07. Battalion Wars 2. Now, that's going to be a good game. Sequel to Battalion Wars on the GameCube. That's scheduled for January 07. Big Brain Academy, which is a cousin for the Big Brain Academy on the DS, which will be coming out in March 07. That should be pretty good, because the Brain-style games have been a big success on the DS, so having one for the whole family to play multiplayer there would be pretty good. Blazing Angels Squadrons, a game that's already been out on the Xbox 360. I did like it. It was a good game for what it was, very arcadey. That should be out in December 06. Bleach, I haven't a clue what that is, but that's out in March. Bomberman Land, I'm only going to be skipping through these because there's a big list here. Bomberman Land will be out in March. I believe that one actually does have a kind of platformy style game with Bomberman. It's not just the Bomberman game as itself. Boxing Action. Ooh, looks like we're already getting boxing games coming out already. September 07, so that'll be a specifically designed boxing game. Cars, yeah, we all know what that's about. Cooking Mama. Now, that one...
I played that on the DS. That's mental.
Yeah, and with a lot of people seeing a lot of the original Wii videos that were out, where some guy was being a chef and he was chopping stuff up with a remote and kind of like frying stuff, you know, it's going to have that whole interface bit with it. It's going to be quite Japanese and quirky, which I like. So that one's going to be pretty good. I've already lost where I am. I'll skip down a bit. A couple of Disney games.
Tell us decent ones.
Donkey Kong Bongo Blast. That looks like it'll probably be bongos, but the great thing about the Wii, you don't need to have any bongos. You'll just be using Wii remotes to smack on the bongos, so that'll be pretty cool. At least you don't have to spend lots of money and end up with having to pay out just to play two-player. Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenchu 2, January 07.
Wow, oh, that's exciting.
Exciting for me. I love it. Dragon Quest, a great game created by the guy that also created Dragon Ball Z, which has always been on PlayStation 2, which is a pain in the ass. It needs to be on Nintendo. So finally coming across on the Wii, and that will has no release date yet. It's still in production, which is a shame.
2009.
Excite Truck, coming out in February.
Fun.
Far Cry, I have no reason why Ubisoft keep dragging that one out. It's a dead donkey already. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, unfortunately still no release date for that. Although Crystal Barriers is being created by Square Enix for September 07. So it looks like Square Enix have really made a big fan with Nintendo since the release of Final Fantasy 3, because they made a bit of a sweet deal on the sense of, we want to see how this sells on the Nintendo. If you make a big killing on this, we're going to love you and we're going to just leave Sony aside. They cannot make enough Final Fantasy 3s to make demand in Japan. So Square Enix are basically best friends with Nintendo now, which is a good thing to hear. Fishing Master.
Oh, fun.
Alright, a fishing game. That will be out in March. The Godfather.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, Grim Adventures of Brim and Mandy. I love that boring show. Boring. Harry Potter, you know, you're getting these boring classic ones coming out. Ice Age and so on boring and so forth. Konami football title.
Boring.
Is in working process. Madden. Mario
boring
Party 8. Now, Mario Party 8 should be quite good for it.
What good games are coming out?
I'm getting there. Metroid Prime 3.
Boring.
You don't like anything anyway, so what are you saying boring all the time for? Pilot Wings working title.
Well, I've got to entertain our listenership while they hear this like list of boring Wii games.
By putting the borings in. We should have a boring button. But you're going to have to create a boring button every Christmas so you can press it in. Save your voice.
Creating a boring button is boring.
Then you can just say boring all the time and you'll have lots of...
I'll just record it and like copy and paste it over and over.
Yeah. Pokemon Battle Revolution. Yes. Eventually a Pokemon game would come out on the Wii. That's released from March 07. Project Hammer. Another
What's
one.
That?
A game that looked like it was going to be a release title, but...
What's it about?
basically you're...
You're a hammer, no, and you have to hit stuff with the Wii remote.
In a metal suit with this big hammer going around saving the day, smashing crap out of each other. But this one looks like they're going to try and interface the Wii remote fully with the hammer controls. So this one is going to be well programmed. Oh, Paul can't talk. Quick, get some more stuff in quick. Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles from Capcom in March 07. If you're a Resident Evil fan, my god, you have to buy a Wii just for this game. This one will be going from...
Resident Evil, since the very first one, has been terrible.
Yeah, but you don't like him, I do. This one will play all the way through from the beginning of the storyline of Resident Evil 0 all the way through to the end of the storyline of Resident Evil 4.
Okay, so they're too cheap to hire some more story people.
Oh, they're already making Resident Evil 5 for Xbox 360. Oh,
they're too cheap to hire story people to make even more story.
But they already are. They're making Resident Evil 5. They're just... Resident Evil 5 will continue on the story. This one goes to back over the classic storylines from a different point of view. It's going to be good.
No, it won't. Stupid Resident
Samurai
Evil.
Warrior Waves.
Oh,
god,
wow.
That's hard.
Samurai
to say.
Warriors.
Warriors.
So
Warrior Waves.
Like a wave race, only with samurai people.
Yeah, that's out in March. SD Gundam G-Breaker. Now that looks good because I love Gundam. That's out in January. Sonic and the Sacred Rings. I love Sonic Wildfire name. That was a great starting name. But they changed it to Sonic
3D Ring. Sonic is a disaster.
This one will be kicking ass compared to all the other releases. Out in February, so it's not long to wait.
Believe it when I see it.
Splinter Cell Double Agent in December.
Yawn.
That's already been a disappointment on all the other consoles. They stepped too far away from the Splinter Cell storyline. Great concept, got everybody excited, but it was a major disappointment when it came out. I was not happy with that.
Way to ruin a franchise.
SSX 5. My god, are they still dragging these out? What is
it's
Electronic
EA,
Arts?
Mate.
Yeah, out in March.
EA Sports. SSX 10,552,000.
Super Mario Galaxy working title out in March. Doubt it'll be out in March. Wouldn't be surprised to see it sometime in summer. Super Paper Mario and Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which looks pretty good. That should be out in May. Super Swing Golf.
Fun.
Out in February. And anything else? Oh, look, there it is. There it is. Can I mind read all what? Electronic Arts, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2007, out in January 2007. I told you there'd be one. Do you think EA could actually not make one? I bet the moneymakers are already going, oh, just think of all the money we can make from this.
Hopefully they sell two copies.
Trauma Center, Second Opinion, should be out in December. Oh, that's pretty good, it'll be out soon. That should be a good one. Oh! Wii Music. Which everyone has seen being played at the E3 show on the stage for the Wii, where the head of Nintendo was giving it what for in his nice little dicky bow. So I imagine the reason why that's been held back was it was used as a demoing of the Wii, and that alone, because it was a drum system, but I don't think it had been actually shoved together into any game as such. I think the game interface was still needing to be sorted out, so I think they just rammed it out as fast as they could to just say, this is what the console can do, but we'll make it into a game later because we're spending too much time getting Wii Sports ready. So
is that it?
Yeah, that's it, and that's what's coming out. So
cool, right, well, an update on the console wars. You know, every week we've been like reading out current sales. Xbox 360 is now 8.6 million units.
Oh yeah.
PlayStation 3.
Well, that's something. Can I just interrupt you quickly?
Are you buttoning in, man?
Yeah, I'm buttoning in. It's my turn to button.
Dude!
Release of Xbox 360 last year, they were talking about their amount that they've released it within a year. What was that number?
The target was 10 million.
10 million within a year. And what have we got to now?
8.6.
That is extremely close to a size that people were saying they'd get nowhere near. They have done incredibly well for the fact that there are other consoles been released through that time. That, you know, that shows that Microsoft have kicked ass.
I'm pretty proud. Duh.
Of course they were, but it's good to see that they did it, you know.
Yes, so Xbox 360, 8.6 million units. PlayStation 3, 0.4 million units.
Put the proper number on.
That is the proper number.
There's no 0 point on the front of it. I really wish
it's
there was.
It's 470,379. 0.4 million.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Adam, not very good at maths, remember? Yeah, 0.4.
And the Nintendo Wii, I don't need to exaggerate how bad it is.
It's such a small
And the
number.
Nintendo Wii, 1.8 million units.
That is...
So yeah, the Nintendo Wii is destroying PlayStation 3. While the Xbox is just like doing its thing.
Yeah, it does its thing, it doesn't need to worry. And that's the thing I like about it, because it doesn't have to need to worry about the Wii, and the Wii doesn't care about the Xbox. The way that both
The Wii does care about the Xbox. Have you not put a Wii and an Xbox together?
Oh, they like each
they,
other.
They like make growling noises.
Do they?
Yeah. They like detect each other over wireless and start growling each other.
This is my space, get away.
Well, apparently, according to Chart Track and Nintendo, the Nintendo Wii sold 105,000 units over the opening weekend in the UK, which is the fastest selling console in the UK.
Pretty good.
Ever. So, you know, did better than the PSP, which was previous
fastest. Winner.
But that was only fast because it was like super hyped up, and then it just dropped off because everyone realized
it was super hyped up, and everybody was getting hold of them in other countries, and everybody else wanted them. And he just looked. It was something about it. One thing that Sony did get on the nail straight away was the aestheticness of it. But once you've had one for any length of time, aestheticness does sink into a standard.
I know.
And it wears out.
Apparently, the Xbox 360 broke the PSP's record.
Yeah.
So the Xbox 360 did 70,000 in the opening weekend.
And then the Wii went over the top.
Wii topped that, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Right. So, yeah. We've got one last item to talk about, which we've talked about a number of times on the show before, Star Trek Legacy.
Finally out.
But we've got a review copy of it.
Yep.
And I'm disappointed. Adam is like hyped up about it.
But. Although I was expecting worse. I think that was the thing. I had my expectations for it were pretty low. And I was expecting RTS. I think the problem was I was expecting what I ended up getting from Star Wars. When the Star Wars RTS came out, I was expecting big things, and I was really disappointed. I was hurt. And I was expecting Star Trek to be on the same level as that, at that sort of level, and I was expecting not much from it. I thought, just Star Trek version of the Star Wars one. And I must admit, I was quite impressed with that. But I could, to be honest, as much as I'm hyped up about it, I can't see me buying it, because I don't think it'd last a week, and I'd be bloody bored. I really think it'd bore me after several hardcore hours of it.
I wouldn't buy this game unless it was like 10 quid and I was like bored and, you know, had a few people around to do multiplayer.
If you're a Star Trek nut, you know, this is going to be a good game for you because it's got all the ships in there. The control is pretty simple. It's very arcade. It's going to work well on
the 360. It's a console port.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest problem with it.
But then you have to say to yourself, you made it on the PC and you put it across the 360. It'd be rubbish on the 360.
It feels like the trouble is they could have done so much more with it.
Yeah, to be honest, this is the sort of game that you want to be using your Xbox 360 controller plugged into your PC for, and just, you know, if you didn't want to spend the hardcore large amount of money for the 360 version, because I presume that the PC version will be cheaper, if you wanted to save a bit of money, just buy it on the PC and use a 360 wired controller, plug it in the back and just play it on your PC instead.
Just use a wireless one.
Yeah,
get the adapter.
Yeah, now the adapter thing's all that's coming out now. Which, whoa!
Because you can use that really uber force feedback wireless wheel.
God, that'd be good. Not that I buy any racing.
Not that I'd buy it, because it's like 90 quid.
And I don't buy any racing games. Although I would be very tempted to buy that just for Project Gotham 4. Forza 2, yeah.
So yeah, Star Trek Legacy, the single player in it, I think, is... I've done like some of the first missions.
Mm.
And you basically play through the, you know, the...
The captains in chronological order.
Yeah. So you start off with what's-his-face, Sam Beckett, or whatever his name is from Quantum Leap,
yeah.
Pretending to be a Star Trek guy.
On Enterprise.
So yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the opening cutscene was just boring. You know, you heard Captain Archer talking to some dude about some mission, and it was just, you know, there was just a ship, and the camera was just following the ship, and it's like... Oh my god, that's so boring.
It could have got done to have some CG cutscenes, or at least if they wanted to base it off whatever happens in the show, then really they ought to have put some video in from episodes. That would have been much nicer. You watch a bit of the episode, you go, oh, I remember that, and you're like, oh, you're playing what happened in that episode. Slightly different, but you're playing it. That would have been so much better, because they have done
Wrath of Khan, like, fighting it out. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
With, like, Khan saying...
This game would have been so much better if it was basically kind of, like, a review on everything from the first Star Trek, as far back as it goes, all the way...
Ignoring the original series, because...
Yeah. And quickly going through all of the major stuff, and it's kind of like reminding, it's like a reminder of all the good times of Star Trek, and you get to play all the space battles all the way through from beginning to end. Would have been nice.
One thing that did also strike me, doesn't have the Star Trek theme music in it.
I did notice that the music, I was feeling it.
It felt, I was, you know, when the opening cutscene came in, you went around the planet looking at the ship, and it was like sooner music, and I was like expecting it to like suddenly then start the Star Trek score.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. It was like, okay, disappointing there, because it was like, where's my funky music?
It's Star Trek, you know, where is it?
It's like Enterprise not having the proper music. It's just lame. Oh, apparently his name's Scott Bakula. That's the Captain Archer.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how you pronounce it anyway. So yeah, the single player, a bit disappointing in that it's boring.
Mm.
Multiplayer is better. Even if you just do skirmish against the AI, it's better, because the combat in it is, you know, a bit fun.
Mm.
Although it does get a bit repetitive, but you can do like things like waves, so you can have waves of ship coming in at you and stuff like that. And you can, you know, control four ships at once.
Which is good to have a bit of a fleet and stuff. And there's a good selection of games I noticed on there.
Yeah. So good for multiplayer stuff for a quick blast now and then, but it's not something to... a bit disappointing, really.
Interface was nice. The fact of it not being click go here shoot there, click go here shoot there, like an RTS, the fact that you were using the mouse to control your speed, and you weren't using the mouse to move it, you were using the mouse as a complete spherical three-dimensional look around the world, around from your ship as a point of access, keeping it in camera view at all times, and you were using the ASDW keys,
WASD
keys, for pitching left, right, and up and down. So that made it a little bit interesting.
So yeah,
out of 10?
6.
Good job, could have been better.
Single player really ruins it.
Mm.
I mean, the first mission, you're scanning for this, you know, lost Vulcan ship, and it's like so obvious what's going to happen. The Romulans are going to come out and attack you, and then they do all their cheesy one-liners like, oh my god, the Praetor demands, blah blah blah, and it's just so cheesy.
Mm.
Cheese, man.
They've lost it ever since they stopped doing Enterprise.
Enterprise was
just killed it, and it just
they went the wrong way with Enterprise, because they tried to make it more mainstream.
Mm.
And they just annoyed all the hardcore fans.
Yeah, wrong way to go. So my Wii video now, isn't it?
Yep, for all the people listening live, because this is an exclusive thing for people who listen live, we're going to do Adam's Wii video.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to close the podcast out, because I'm not faffing around editing the show.
Okay. But so, I want to add one thing for the video for the live listeners. The first video is of Legend of Zelda. I am not speaking on this one, because as I said, I will just be doing a review later. I'm not even playing a game, I'm just running out of a level area into a field, and I speak to one person and that's it. So don't be disappointed, it's just a quick glimpse, teaser. I'll be doing a better video review later on when more people have played it. I know there's a backwards way of doing it, but my review is just my feelings on the game. I ain't going to try and spoil it for anyone, because I love Zelda so much, I ain't ruin it for anyone, I ain't got the heart to do it. So it's just a quick glance, I talk about all the other games afterwards. So don't worry, the sound isn't buggered up.
Okay, so that's it for episode 53, unless you're listening live. You can contact us at feedback@gamercast.net. If you want to sponsor the show, we can sort something out.
Yep.
Like $2,000 for like a 2-second plug. That sounds like a fair price. Anything else you want to finish up on?
Yeah, no, nay, I must, nay, I would
nay,
like,
yay.
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 Yay. I would like to say a big thank you for the interest of people doing their own reviews. I've always been trying to get people asking questions on the videos.
We didn't have any audio letters other than from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no audio letters and stuff like that. Big disappointment. But the big interest in wanting to do your own reviews about games
that you're
getting... That
was my idea.
Which is your idea. I am loving it. I'm liking the fact that everyone's got an interest. Keep them coming. If we're even if we're receiving two a week and we're having to list these up so that we're playing them through, or even if we have to do one at the beginning of the episode and one at the end, you know, wherever it goes, I'm liking it. It's big interest. It's making me happy. So keep them coming.
Adam is happy.
I am happy. Yay.
Okay, so that is it for this week.
Yep.
We will have a two-week break.
Mm-hmm. So enjoy Christmas. Hope you have lots of video games. Don't get too drunk on New Year's Eve.
And we'll be back on, what is it, the 7th? No.
Yep.
For we'll be back Uber on the 7th for like a review of the last year's games and, you know, what's...
Like we did last year. It'll be like what we did last year, where we'll do a review over the gaming industry for the year and also about the game of the year as well.
Game of the year was... Pokemon. Okay, so we will see you again on the 7th.
Yep, have a good Christmas and good New Year's.